sure, other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the most popular morning show anywhere on the internet. You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, right here on LA Talk Radio. If you'd like to take part in the show today, give us a call at 323-203-0815. And now your program hosts, Sam and Mia.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, February 5th, and you are indeed with the best morning show anywhere.
The best.
Yes.
Well, and for
Mia,
now.
Mia will vouch for that. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm in a great mood. Are you?
I am, you actually.
Yeah.
Although like, it's a little bittersweet because this is my last time being able to say happy hump day on the air.
Yeah. Well, you should always call in on Wednesday and wish us happy hump day or something,
wherever you are. Wherever I am. Well, considering, I actually don't think I said where I was going. I will be in Indonesia, Jakarta.
Wow.
So it's going to be like a day's difference, I think, because literally the time difference is like night and day.
Right.
So it's going to have to be like, I don't know if it's ahead. I think we're ahead. So on Thursday, I'm going to have to call in and be like, happy hump day.
Yeah.
Even though it's Thursday.
That's true. I think it's actually the other way around. I think they're a day ahead of us.
I haven't really, yeah.
Because I remember in New Year's, they always show Australia with the celebrations before they do us. There's an international timeline where the day changes, that's over the Pacific somewhere.
Right.
And so it's cool. But it's a pretty Islamic country, isn't it? Indonesia?
Is it?
I don't know. Yeah. And so you may have to cover up or something. I don't know.
We're going to be in Jakarta, which is very, this is where we're flying into. I mean, that's not where we're going to be the whole time. We're actually also going to be in Bali.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I heard that's beautiful. So I'm
it
so
is.
Excited. I've never been there before. So
Google some pictures and see for yourself.
Definitely. Well, Jakarta is it's a city. Like there's tall buildings and it's very, very, normal city life.
Right.
So
why are they going all the way there to take pictures? I mean, they have Mexico here, they have the Caribbean. Why would they go
so
far?
It's filming too. I mean, this is like a commercial
that I'm
working on. Yeah. And that's not even the best part of it. At least for me, the most exciting part is flying. There's an airlines. It's EVA. Uh-huh. And if anybody is familiar with that particular airline,
what is that?
That is the Hello Kitty airplane.
Oh, it is?
So I'll be flying home on the Hello Kitty airplane.
Oh, my God.
And I wanted to wait till everything was official because I did not want to jinx it. I'm thinking, oh my God, this is my dream come true. You don't even understand. This is my life.
There's a Hello Kitty plane?
There is a Hello Kitty airplane. I want to say around September-ish, I think, was the first time it touched down at LAX. Oh. And it flies from Taipei to LAX.
I see. Okay, so it's probably like a Thai airline or something, right?
Yeah, it's EVA.
Yeah.
That's the airline. And and they're the ones that... make the Hello Kitty airplane.
So do you think inside it's Hello Kitty too?
It is.
Really?
Yeah. The whole outside is painted Hello Kitty. Because, of course, a million people sent me this article. of course, I had already seen it first, from my mom. She's always the first for everything. but throughout the day, I was getting more and more photos emailed to me. And it's just so funny because at LAX, they rolled out the red carpet, they had the Hello Kitty airplane, it's all painted Hello Kitty on the outside, they had all the characters, they had a whole dance show. Like, it was like this big, like, you know, unveiling. And I thought, oh my gosh, it's going to be years down the road where I'll ever, you know, be going in that direction, you know, where I'll be able to take the plane.
Wow.
And yeah, I had no idea.
And then this falls at
it
your
would,
lap.
Yeah, it would come up so soon because it's only specific days. You know, we had the inside's all Hello Kitty. The, right. Yeah, the flight attendants wear like Hello Kitty aprons. Oh, the food is shaped in Hello Kitty. The Whoa. Seats are Hello Kitty. Like, everything.
Yeah.
Is
no, my
Kitty.
Question is, who would want to fly in an airline like this? Because obviously it's to draw kids and stuff, you know? Why would you want to fly with a lot
kids.
Of kids
I
in
mean,
the airplane?
There's so many adults that.
Yeah, but
are
who is it
going
to attract? You know, I'm not going to be attracted to Hello Kitty. And probably most
I mean,
adults.
It's still
wouldn't.
A normal, like. Airplane,
yeah, no, I know, I know, but it means it's got a lot of children on it, and I'd rather not. So, but then again, it probably doesn't bother you at all. So it's
no,
great.
I'm gonna be photos of everything.
Yeah,
it's I'm like gonna be getting, like an Asian tourist. You know, like they take pictures of everything.
Yeah.
You know, like in Hollywood and stuff. Like, and they have like good like legit cameras. Like us Americans, we're all like, oh, use our iPhone.
Right.
Like, no, they're like real like photogs, and they take pictures of everything. Yeah, that's how I'm gonna be.
Yeah,
I'm gonna fit right in. It'll be amazing. I'm just gonna, of course, you know, I'll have my iPhone or my little pink Canon camera, my digital camera. And I'll just be going nuts.
Yeah.
Like asking all these people to take photos of me, because I'll be flying back by myself.
Okay,
because I'm like as soon as I found this was possible, like the look on my mom's face was priceless. So she's trying to like book my ticket, you know. She was here in town and she's like, oh my god, like she's freaking out. I'm like, what? Like, I thought it was like something bad. She's like, no, you're just not gonna believe this. But she's like, there's a way I can book you a different day from everybody else, you know, because I can. But this is the Hello Kitty.
So you have to fly back on the Hello Kitty as well. That's what you're saying.
Well, I'm not flying there on the Hello Kitty. There is just normal airlines, because I'm flying with like crew members and stuff and other people that I'll be working with. So on the way back, I'll be by myself, but I'm like, it's so worth it to be able to, like, because it's very specific days that it flies. So I'm like, I have to do this.
Yeah.
This is my number one live stream come true.
Oh,
I never
God.
Thought it would come up so soon. So this opportunity has just been like,
so it's like a dream job. You get paid for it. You get to travel. Mm-hmm. You see, that's the thing. I mean, those are the fringe benefits of, you know, of this profession. So you should embrace it and definitely pursue it, you know.
Thank you.
And it's good. You'll probably see so many places in the world, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like, you know, and I do miss that, because I've had that before. I was flown to the, you know, the Virgin Islands and the British Virgin Islands, and, you know, taking photo shoots there and all these like beautiful tropical places. I'm like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, and now that it's like
used to it,
I got bit by the bug again. I'm like, ooh, I'm ready to jump back into it. So.
I'm sure. Wow. That'll be amazing for you.
Very
so you're going for 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
It takes 2 weeks to shoot a commercial?
Yeah, well, because we're going to be in, you know, we're going to be in different places.
Oh,
so we'll fly, we fly into Jakarta, but we're going to be in, you know, by like, you know, waterfalls and crazy stuff and, you know, mixing it up with the locals. And I'm so excited about that. And then in Bali and everything. I mean, I've just heard like amazing things about Bali.
Yeah.
That it's just so incredibly beautiful.
It is beautiful there, yeah.
So have you ever been?
No, but I've seen pictures. I've seen pictures and it looks amazing. It really does.
Yeah.
So and it's places you probably would never go to, you know, because there's so many destinations you probably go to before that,
right?
You know, so it's so it works out well for you. It's really cool. Yeah,
it does.
Well, cool. In a few minutes, we're gonna have a guest calling us from Australia, and you know,
talking
about down under. And then for those of you who are Bridgetta fans, she's going to be calling in to promote what she's doing now, and you never got a chance to talk to her or meet her.
No, I didn't.
This will be the opportunity, so we're looking forward to that. And because she always goes on Reality Rally every year, and she raises money for it and stuff, so she wanted to come on the show, and I said great. So, you know,
cool.
So, you know,
What else?
What else? Well, I've got a lot of things I wanted to talk about, but I'm trying to think.
And I see you looking at that screen. You're like looking for something specific. I'm like, what is he going to say? What is he looking for? I can't see what you're seeing. So I'm like, I know that look. He's looking for something. Something interesting on there.
I guess. Well, at any rate, I got more new clothes in case you haven't noticed. Today, I'm not even wearing jeans. Check it out.
Oh.
You see? Some nice pants.
Oh, they're like blue pants.
Yes.
Very professional, Sam.
Very professional. I decided to mix it up a little bit. So I got three brand new jeans and then a few other slacks and stuff, you know, and tops and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, I totally, you see, it's like to get me to go shopping for clothes is like the hardest thing to do.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know,
you're a guy. It's
exactly.
Like pulling teeth.
We
to
just
get
want the clothes to
store.
Get, yeah. Just put the clothes in my closet. That's good enough. I don't want to have to go and shop for it. But actually, I went and, you know, when you go to Macy's, they have all the designers there, you know, like Armani and Kenneth Cole. And everything, Levi's, and so it's a great place to go. So after I went, I thought, wow, there's a lot more stuff here, and I'm actually liking it. So I went
very
back
nice.
Last night and got more clothes.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Good for you, Sam.
Yeah. So that's fun, and I know that you see. Plus, like I lost weight in the past year or so, so all my clothes are like hanging on me, you know, they don't look good.
Right.
So when you wear clothes that fit you nicely, it's such a great feeling, you know, it really
is.
Yeah,
it really is.
You know, especially what makes me feel cool is like nice boots or jackets or something, you know. And I was just, you know, it's like it never gets really cold here to wear all these things, you know. Like they have nice scarves and everything. And I'm like, who wears this stuff here, you know?
Yeah, but it's more of like a fashion thing. Like I see people, you know, especially guys. I'll see guys like out, you know, and they'll have like a scarf and they'll be all like super put together.
Right.
But it's a very specific, like it's more of like a New York type fashion.
Exactly. And that's what I like, you know, because in the winter there's a lot more clothes to put on. So there's a lot more fashion, and
people do it here too. Just not quite as much.
Exactly, because I mean, how often? You know, how long is it that cold here? You know, I mean, it's cold at night now, but for the most part, it's it never gets cold enough for a scarf or gloves or anything like that.
Yeah, but it doesn't necessarily have to be cold for you to wear it. You
know
what I mean? Like, they just wear it for a fashion sense, yeah.
Okay, so you don't put it around your neck, but more on your shoulders or something? Because, I mean, if I put, like, a wool scarf on me when it's not cold, I'm going to be irritated, you know. It's going to make me too warm.
Mm, gotcha.
But no, I have some cool winter clothes and stuff, so I just don't get to wear them enough, you know.
Mm.
And in the summer, it's just t-shirts and jeans, there's nothing, or shorts. There's nothing else to wear.
Right.
It gets so hot here.
But it's like not really a bad problem to have,
considering
else is snowing.
I'm just
and
saying,
it's like
fashion-wise,
not fun. Yeah.
Yeah, fashion-wise.
Yeah. Well, I had no idea that the winter fashion necessarily still applied here. Like, I thought it was just sundresses and flip flops year round.
Yeah, year round.
You know, so of course that's all I bring when I first move out here, and I'm like, oh wait, girls still wear boots and closed toe shoes and you know, scarves and things like that, and darker colors.
Right.
You know, I thought like, oh, it's, you know, like vacation all the time. But I learned pretty quickly. I'm like, oh, okay. I need to next trip home. I need to bring my winter stuff out here too.
Yeah, because
I didn't think that that I would need to. But it's nice to kind of, you know, change that up a bit. Because, like, that's what I do. I have all, like, my tank tops and summer clothing in a suitcase under my bed, you know.
Yeah.
And then I switch it. So, like, right now I'm all, like, long sleeves and sweaters and stuff like that.
Right.
And then the only thing that stays is my Hello Kitty clothing, of course. That's always year-round.
Which is what you're wearing today.
It is.
But we don't have
today,
a guest
yes.
in the studio. We won't take pictures. People
I know.
Won't see what it looks like.
I know. So oh, well, it's very cute.
Just wash it and wear it again on Friday or something. I know it's hard for you to wear the same thing.
I know. Impossible.
Just so people can see it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'll definitely have to be repping some mad Hello Kitty apparel if I fly on that plane.
That's true, huh?
Yep.
That's true. You got to dress the part.
I do. I do. Maybe even like bring a couple of my little like Hello Kitty stuffed animals with me.
Yeah.
Just to make it like extra decorative.
All right. Well, here we go. We have a phone call coming in. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Sam, it's Nick Theophilou here from Australia. How are you going today?
Good, Nick. How are you doing this morning? Or this evening for you,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What time is it for you there?
5:15 in the morning.
5:15?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
that's
in the
pretty
morning.
Early.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you getting up early because I'm sure it's no fun to get up that early. But since you're going to be talking to America, you know, why not, right?
Oh, no, that's fine. That's fine. Look, this is not a bad time, actually, because I normally go for a bike ride at about 5:30 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
So to get up half an hour earlier or three quarters of an hour earlier this evening was fine. And it's a beautiful morning here.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
Just the so what more can I ask for?
Right. Oh, where in Australia do you live?
I live in Melbourne, Australia.
Oh, okay. Well, I know someone there. It's a pretty nice place, I hear. And sounds good. Do you travel sometimes outside of Australia?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. I mean, Australians are very good at traveling.
Yeah.
I've traveled a lot to Europe, as it turns out, because my parents were from Greece, and I have some relatives in the UK, but I've traveled quite a lot in Europe over the years. I've been there about 8 or 9 times.
Uh-huh.
And I love Paris.
Yeah, it's hard not to love Paris, you know.
Yeah.
It's really cool. Yeah, my father's from Greece too, so that's pretty cool, actually. Yeah, you probably eat a lot of Greek food and stuff, right?
Not as much as I would like, as it turns out. But, yes, we do eat a fair bit of Greek food, yes.
Right. Sounds good. Okay, so let's get to the point, Nick. You're a men's counselor, is what I saw on your website. Tell us a little bit about what that is and what it is that you do.
Well, men's counseling is really exactly what it says. You specialize in counseling men.
Uh huh.
It's a very interesting process, counseling men over the years, because men have traditionally been notorious for not attending counselling.
Right.
And they're normally dragged there by their wives.
That's true.
And, also in a lot of the group work that I do, most men who come along are told to go by their wives. But what surprises me is how men are increasingly taking care of themselves.
Uh-huh.
And also that they in fact do a lot of things that are very well that they don't get credit for. It's, a lot of people talk about masculinity in crisis for one reason or another, but I've seen men actually doing things really very well over the last, particularly over the last 10 years.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I can remember when a men's issue, for what's one of a better term, was non-existent because men, it was assumed that everything was okay with men.
Right, because they wouldn't express themselves.
Yes, that's right, yes. Over the years, particularly counselling couples, I saw the couples in severe distress. But what I noticed was that they had lost the ability to appreciate one another.
Wow.
And lost the ability to appreciate the good things that each other has, and I noticed that I thought that along those lines what was needed was to write something that highlighted the good things that a lot of men do.
That's true.
And
when I gave a
poetry reading a few months ago, about a year ago, just as I was beginning to write the book, and I just said, just before I started reading out my poem, I said, look, I'm writing this book, 10 stories about what men are doing well. And I had three women come up to me at the end, and one of them said, you're writing a book called 10 Stories About What Made It Doing Well. And I said, yeah. And she said, look, I can't think of anything my husband did well.
Wow.
And, and the second one said, well, you're wasting your time because they don't do anything well. But my husband did something well, but she wouldn't tell me what it was.
Right.
And the last woman came up to me and she said, the book is very timely. And what it showed me was that everyone's got a mindset about men. And often it's not terribly favorable.
Right. That's true. So there need to be some advocates for men as well, because there's a lot going on for women's rights and everything and their expression. And what you're saying is men don't express themselves enough. And so there's sort of like a movement where men get to actually express themselves and their needs and so forth. Am I correct in that?
Oh, absolutely. I think... The great story is the last 10 years in particular is that, you know, men are really much more determined to take the place alongside women to bringing up their kids. It's not just the woman doing this anymore. Men are really seriously enjoying the whole process of being fatherhood, of being a father, and they want to be more hands-on dads, and they want more of it. The statistics show that very, very clearly.
Right.
And a lot more men, I see, that are saying, I'm learning heaps of stuff from my kids that I had no idea, and they say, I have really seriously missed out here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And increasingly, you'll find with a couple that if it's the wife that earns more money, the chances are she'll be the one who goes out to work.
Yeah, that's true. So the man has to.
It's not such a big question now.
Yeah.
You know, couples seem to be a lot more sensible nowadays and saying, well, you know, what's the best way to go here? If I'm earning $100,000. Or $150,000, and you're all earning $40,000. I should go to work because my own earning power is much better. I see it all the time in Australia. Yeah. And men are finding that a lot of men don't really like it very much. But they do it anyway. And there are some who really, 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 really enjoy staying home with the kids.
Uh-huh.
What I found with a lot of men is that if they're minding the children, they'll start working on a business they're trying to create a business from home because they want to hang on to what's traditionally seen as being male. So it's a very, very much a brave new world out there.
That's true. Yeah. Now you wrote a book called 10 Stories About What Men Are Doing Well, and
yes.
Now where can people find the book?
They can find it on Amazon.
Okay.
You go to Amazon.com and type in the words 10 stories about what men are doing well.
Right.
It'll come at them in a rush, I can promise them.
Great, great. And your website, give out your website to everyone who wants more information. I see you have a brand new DVD for men.
If they are interested in having a look at the DVD, it's the three W's.
Right.
fathersandsons.com.au.
Okay, fathersandsons.com.au, and you guys can get more information there on the film as well as the book and more about Nick and so forth. And so the subtitle is Inside a Men's Group. So briefly, just tell us what the book's about.
The film
or
the book.
Wait, Sons of the Fathers, that's the film, right? Okay,
that's right,
okay,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. So tell us about the film.
Because I've sort of facilitated a lot of groups, a lot of people ask me, well, what happens inside a men's group? And the more I tried to explain to them, the worse it got, and they didn't understand what I was saying at all.
Uh-huh.
So I thought I'd make a film. And it runs for 50 minutes, and I filmed a group of men in a men's group over 40 hours and condensed and edited it down to 50 minutes. It's sold very well over the years, and it's been sold all over the world, including Alaska and Finland. And places that I never expected it to get to.
Right.
And it's been a very useful tool for men to... for people to see the sort of things that people talk about. I made a point of having people in the program who were not actors, or just ordinary men on the street.
Right.
And I've been very happy with the results. It goes for 50 minutes, and as I say, a picture tells a picture. Oh God, I forgot my phrase. You tell a story with a picture you can't tell in words. Sometimes you take so many words you can't explain it.
Right, that's okay. So, mm-hmm. Yeah,
I get what you mean.
Yeah. Well, Nick Theophilou, thank you so much from Melbourne, Australia. Everybody go out and check out the website. It's fathersandsons.com.au. And AU is for Australia, of course, for those of you who are not quite awake yet. And so, Nick, thank you so much for calling all the way from there. And everybody go out and get the book, 10 Stories About What Men Are Doing. It's an ebook on Amazon. And check it out. Nick, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
All the best to you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good luck. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. See, that's the amazing thing is that you can talk to people on the other side of the world.
So it's Thursday like there, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what I'm going to have to do.
Yeah.
Say happy Thursday hump day morning, on Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting,
that's
though.
There's
not that much about, you know what I mean? Like, that's true. Like, it's all like women that, you know, want to do like counseling and all that stuff. And
right.
Not so much.
And they usually, yeah, because they're more expressive, you know. Men mm-hmm. just feel there's a stigma to it and all that stuff. So, you know, they don't want to deal with it. But it's good that there's like advocates for men and stuff, you know. I mean, it helps. It definitely helps, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I know, especially like for divorced fathers and stuff, you know. I mean, there's just not enough rights for men. And I discovered it when I got divorced. And you virtually have no rights, you know. I hope today things are a little different, but it's still like that, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, well, because there is that going on a lot, too, where it's like if, you know, the woman, you know, the mom is making more money and, you know, has the better job. And then it's like, you know, it's up to, you know, the husband to kind of raise the kids.
Right.
Like you know, Mr. Mom situation. And
exactly, unless you go out there.
It's much more, you know, common now because, you know, women are, you know, going after, like, the bigger careers and having the bigger jobs sometimes.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, so I believe there's got to be more about men. And, you know, men don't speak enough, you know. They don't stand up for them because... they're considered like the strongest sex and, you know, like, we don't deal with our feelings. We don't express our emotions, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Yeah. So it's cool that there's people that do that.
Mm-hmm.
I have a little rant here about CVS. I guess they're going to stop selling tobacco.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's not like I ever buy my cigarettes at CVS. And I understand it's a pharmacy. They call themselves a pharmacy, so they don't want to carry cigarettes. But at the same time, you know, I'm just tired of being fucking demonized by everybody, you know? It's like, look, if someone wants to buy cigarettes and kill themselves, let them do it. You know, what the hell? You know, it's like you can't do anything anymore, especially in L.A., you know? I mean, they're like prohibiting everything. They're taking away. Now we don't get even bags in the grocery store when we go.
Oh, my gosh, I know.
We can't get fucking flat plastic
bags.
The
first thing they ask you when you get to the grocery store, like, oh, would you like to buy a bag for 10 cents? Like, even when you have, like, clearly, like, you have your own bags in your hand, they're all like, oh, would you like to buy? Like, no, I don't want to buy a bag. Like, I mean, I get it. They're trying to, you know, go green. And
well, you have to, though, if you don't take the bags
stuff,
with you.
But yeah. Well, no, I never do. I will revolt. I'll be like, nope, I will carry it in my hands. Then I will figure out a way I'm not buying a bag.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. I'm so stubborn like that. Like, oh. I'm like, I'm going to buy a bag. Like, oh, yeah, just another way for us to make a little bit more money. We'll buy a bag. No, I will carry it.
Yeah, but it adds convenience, you know. But that's the ridiculous thing. You know, they take away our plastic bags. They take away freaking everything in the state. And now they're continuing to do this. And you know, all over the country. So,
yeah. And then also, I would think that people would like buy less. Like, I think about that too sometimes. If I'm in the grocery store, I'm like, oh, you know, I need this. But it's like, oh, I don't really have enough bags for that. And I don't feel like carrying it or dealing it with it. So I'll just get it somewhere else.
Right.
And then I'll just get the little things that I need to put in the bag that I have. And then, you know,
and then what? Go on You'll my go merry back way.
No, I'll like go somewhere else to get, you know, whatever else
I
need.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. I mean, that's the Taurus in me. I'm like so stubborn.
Yeah, but you
like get, that.
You make it more work for yourself when you're going to go to a second store and buy some more stuff.
I mean, you know,
what's the
not
point?
Necessarily. It's just whatever I need. And I live it like it's not an inconvenience. Like I look for excuses to just grab any little random things I need to at like Rite Aid
because okay.
It's so close to me. Like I enjoy that little walk.
I see. Okay.
You know?
Well, that makes sense.
So
then.
So it's nice. Yeah. I don't mind.
Yeah.
But no, I am not buying a bag. I will never conform to that and buy a bag. Like I will seriously just dump the whole cart in my trunk.
Wow.
And I will figure it out when I get home.
I know. But the best thing to do is remember to take the bags with you.
Right.
You know?
Right. And most of the time I do. I just keep a bunch of them in my trunk. And then you got to remember to put them back in your trunk. Because that's when you're really screwed is when they're still up in your house. And you're like, oh, crap. Oh, the bags. They're right by my door, and I leave them there for a reason, but I still seem to forget about them.
Okay, hold on. We got a phone call. Let's see. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, hello.
Hi, Brigetta. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Meet Brigetta.
Hi. Nice to finally meet you.
Nice to meet you.
This is cool. So, Brigetta, where are you calling from today?
I'm actually in sunny San Diego. I'm up in LA during the week, but right now I'm working from home in SD.
That's cool. So you like it down there?
I do. You know, it's super relaxing. So, you know, I come up to LA during the week and, you know, I miss the hustle and bustle sometimes, but then when I'm up there, I really miss just like the relaxing, chill vibe down here. So it's good. It's like, breath of fresh air.
Awesome.
Nice.
Awesome.
That's the amazing thing about California. You know, you can have like the crazy city life and just drive, you know, a couple hours and you're in like completely different area with a completely different vibe.
I know.
I love it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Even like where you are. I mean, you should hit the beach more. I've told you that before, Sam. Like, even Malibu, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Like, that's true, yeah. So you still do a lot of active things and stuff, hikes and all that stuff, working out?
Oh, of course. You know, me and my yoga.
Yeah. That's true, so,
Still doing yoga. Just graduated from herbalism school, which is awesome.
Wow.
And, and speaking of hikes and whatnot, I'm getting ready for the Reality Rally, which I wanted to talk to you about, which you know that I do every year.
You do that every year, and you have to get into it. There's no way you can't. So tell us a little bit about Reality Rally.
So Reality Rally basically is about, there's probably like 200 of us reality stars, and we all get together, and Jillian from Survivor actually dreamed up of this awesome charity, and it all goes to Michelle's Place Breast Cancer.
Uh-huh.
So what it is 200 reality stars playing the Amazing Race on one weekend, all against each other, and we raise money for our teams, and all that money goes to breast cancer.
Wow.
So it's such a fun time. I've tried to get you out there before, Sam. You should come this year.
I know. But you know what? I'm thinking about it, Brigitte. I mean, it's just like, you know, when you go to a parade or something. I mean, or like a race or something. You're sitting right there and you see them for 2 seconds and that's it, you know?
And then they're like gone.
Then they're gone, you know? So what am I going to see exactly?
Yeah, but it's about showing support.
What?
I said it's about showing support.
That's true. And meeting all the stars
exactly.
And everything.
Yeah.
You should support me. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, we definitely will. So tell people how they can support you, Brigitte.
All right. So I need to raise funds, and I have to raise so much money in order to play, and I'm pretty much at that mark. But we also get prizes for the most money that is raised, and it is a 501c3. So when you guys go online to the link, you actually get emailed a receipt right away that you can use for tax purposes. You can donate anonymously if you want to. So if you don't want me to know or anyone to know, you know, you can choose to do so. Or if you want to donate, I am tweeting everyone that donates, and I'm putting it on Facebook. So, you know, you feel like you're part of my crowd because you're my peeps.
Yeah, there you go. So now,
it's for a great cause.
Right. Now, I bet you the link is pretty long. Should people go to your Facebook or Twitter and
Exactly. Yeah. The link is like stupid long. It gets like all these weird things.
So, yeah, so you have to click on Twitter, it. Yeah.
If you just go to Twitter, I've posted it all over the place, and my Twitter is Real Bridgetta. And if you don't know how to spell Bridgetta by now, you guys have problems. Yeah. But I'll spell it anyway. It's Bridge TTA, BRIDGETTA. So it's Real Bridgetta on Twitter or Facebook.com/Bridgetta. So simple.
Yeah.
Or you can go to my website, Bridgetta.com, and you guys can see it. Or you can go to LA Talk Radio and look at past archives. If you're like that retarded and can't figure out how to spell my name, it's on there.
Yeah, but you know what I find is the easiest thing is to Google someone, and then you get all their Facebook and Twitter accounts and everything right there, so you don't have to search for them inside the site, you know?
Cause this sometimes, is true. So if they Google me, I'm not sure what you'd find.
Yeah. We'll find the topless appearance on Californication.
Probably so. I don't know if that's such a thing I want popping up right away.
Yeah.
Skin, here you go.
Yeah, you know, I started watching the series, and I'm on second season. What season were you on?
Third season.
Okay, well, I'll get to you one day.
Oh, geez. You're going to call me and you're going to be like, I saw your boobies.
Yeah. Well, I saw the video already, you know, but it was
it
was pretty cool. But I love the show, man. I mean, I just love the show, you know. So it's cool that you've been on it, you know.
Yeah, it was cool because it was like one of my favorite shows, and to actually have been on a favorite show of mine was like, I think, a pretty cool accomplishment. And I got to set, and I was looking around, and I'm like all nervous and for like 5 minutes, and then after that, they just felt like family. Like, everyone was so welcoming, and I'm like, this is great. I'm working on my favorite show. Sweet.
True. So are you working any modeling, acting at all at this point, or are you focusing more on the spiritual side?
Finishing up school pretty much right now, then because I still have some more schooling to do. I am working as far as modeling, not so much, but I have the reality rally coming up. And actually, I am in a movie that's coming out in May with, oh my gosh, it's called Neighbors, and that's with Seth Rogen.
Oh, really? Wow.
So we'll talk about that more as we come closer to it. But yeah, it's coming out in May, and it's going to be awesome. I'm pretty stoked about it. It's a hilarious movie. So I only had a wee bit one-liner part, but the movie is so awesome that I say everyone go see it.
Yeah.
And Zac Efron's in it. There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mia. You're like, sweet. Oh, no. I'm really hot.
Yeah.
Young, but anyway.
Yeah.
it's a comedy, so we'll have to check that out. But yeah, I kind of just been focusing more on my stuff, and you know, I'll get back into the swing of things probably as soon as school ends, which is in June. I can't wait for it to be over.
Sounds good. I'm glad you're in school and you're pursuing the stuff that you love and everything, you know. Are you still with Reconnection and stuff too?
Yeah, so working on the Reconnection, and of course, if anyone ever wants to get involved, they can always write me about that as well, and I do have a site. I think it's Reconnect Your Life. It's like I forget my own site. It's ReconnectYourLifeNow.com. And I'm still working with that and helping promote those as well. So, yeah, I still dabble here and there, and I'm still casting and helping with shows and whatnot. But
Cool. You know, well,
on the down low.
I know. She was casting Millionaire Matchmaker, right? For a while there, yeah.
So, oh, you had a guest on there.
Have you watched it this season? Because you'd recognize half the names that are on there.
Really? Wow. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah. I had Stefan from Moods of Norway, who we've had on the show. He was on there as one of the millionaires. And Dr. Theo, his episode just aired last weekend. So,
oh, wow. Well, hopefully.
Names.
Yeah. Well, hopefully in a few years you can cast me and there's the millionaire as well, you know?
You know what? With your radio going, I don't see why not.
There you go, Sam.
I remember, I'm super stoked on your new radio.
I know. I know. I haven't spoken about it that much, but as it gets closer, no, I mean, I have announced it and everything.
Okay.
But I just don't talk about it a lot because it's all still happening and everything. But
right.
But yeah, it should be pretty cool. So, Brigetta, tell people again, Reality Rally. I guess you guys can just Google Brigetta Tomacchio and find out everything about it and donate, guys. I mean, you know, she loves this so much. I can't imagine how you can't help a little bit. And like you say, Brigitte, every dollar helps. And I always say $50 helps a lot more.
You're totally right.
Yeah.
You can donate whatever you want. Every dollar does help, that's for sure. I think I'm like $10 short right now.
Wow.
From the actual goal to participate in general. So every dollar counts.
Good for you.
Yeah, but you know what? There's another way you guys can participate as well. Like if you wanted to come in and you're like, hey, I want to have a LA Talk Radio team, you could donate, I think it's $1,000 for your own team of four.
Okay.
Or three. So you and three others get to play, and then you get to choose the reality star to be on your team with you.
Wow.
The team before.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you get to play with us. And like I said, it's the Amazing Race. It's in Temecula. It's in April. And if you go to realityrally.com, you can check out more info for that. But you should come play because it'd be so much fun, and you'd recognize a lot of the reality stars that are there. And
I know. I'm going to definitely do it. So the exact date is on the website?
It's on the website, and I don't want to get the date wrong because, I didn't really look at the date.
It's okay, but it's April,
April 13th and 14th and 15th, I don't know, whatever that weekend is, 12th, 13th, 14th, whatever right. That is, that weekend is when it is.
Okay, and do they have the option there on the website to become a sponsor, like you mentioned, for the $1,000 and stuff?
Absolutely, realityrally.com, or you can even text. I'm sorry, you can text me. No one else can. You can. You can tweet me, is what I meant to say.
Yeah.
And then I can give you the direct contact info as well if anyone's interested. Because, $1,000, and like I said, it's all donated. You get receipts, and it's a blast. It's so much fun. It's all through Temecula. The wineries are involved. There's so many crazy events that we do. Because when I say Amazing Race, like if you guys watch the Amazing Race and all the events they do, it's like that. It's, you know, you sing, you dance, you're put in shows, you have to do, you have to climb walls, you need all kinds of stuff. It's so fun that it's a team effort, and we just laugh and have a blast doing it.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, right up your alley there, you know, all the climbing and shit. Now, did your leg ever recover from the
accident?
From the accident with the Harley? I mean, she had a Harley fall on her, her leg,
geez.
And she broke her leg.
Ouch.
I remember that.
Horrific. Yeah, it was the worst thing in the world because here I am, the 2013 Harley Davidson model, and I totaled her bike. That's awesome.
And your leg, too.
Wow. That was fun. Fun times.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, no, my leg's healed, so we're all good now, thank God.
Awesome. And your family, everybody's well and everything? Back east?
Yeah, everyone's good.
Awesome.
Everyone's good.
Great.
So,
okay, Brigetta, well, thanks so much for calling in. It was really a pleasure talking to you.
I know, thanks for having me, and we'll have to talk soon. I'm totally convincing you to do this, because you would love it.
I know. I'm going to definitely think about this now. And so I need to participate in it, too, if I put $1,000 down?
You don't have to, but you should. Yeah, you can, because if you put $1,000 down, it's your team. You get to put whoever you want on your team. Teams of three, and then you pick a reality star to be on your team with you. So it could be me. It could be like Rachel Riley. It could be who you know. It could be a couple other anyone you want.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, I wouldn't participate. I would just sit on the sideline, smoke a joint, and watch you guys run. You know.
You would.
You can join us in the winery after that.
Yeah. I guess. So this is in Temecula, right? Where they have wine.
In Temecula, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's only an hour away. Not bad.
Yeah. Sounds good. Okay, Brigetta, well, you sound great, and thank you so much.
And it was nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
On my almost last day, third to last day.
Yeah. And
Well,
she's moving on to bigger and better things. And Brigetta, if you're ever in town, let me know, and you can come on the show and everything and share some memories and stuff. So you're welcome anytime. Okay?
I'd love it.
All
Sounds
right.
good.
Okay, well, good luck with raising the money. Good luck winning. And
Thank you.
And I hope to see you there.
All Take care.
Bye.
Wow,
that's pretty cool. So, yeah, she loves these kind of things, you know. And but I wouldn't run 10 feet. Are you kidding me? I'm like so anti running. It's not even funny, you know. I enjoy hiking and stuff. Don't get me wrong, you know. Mm-hmm. But running, and the funny thing is, a lot of people don't like running. You know, like my son does CrossFit. Okay, and I mean that requires like to be in great shape.
They like
but
run holding like weight balls.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It's like intense.
Right, but he still hates it. He likes the other parts, but mm-hmm. he hates running because it can get boring, you know. And I don't know, you know, when I see people run, I'm thinking there's so much impact on their knees and
right
feet.
Yeah, especially if you're running on concrete, that's not that good for you.
So I can't imagine it would be that great, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's better ways, there's machines, and yeah, even when you run on the treadmill, it's not, I don't think it's good, you know. There's just too much impact on your knees and ankles and feet. So yeah, I mean, you know.
Yeah, I used to run a little bit. I used to enjoy it, but it's tough for me because after the accident, you know, with my nose,
right.
Like, you know, I can't, you know, I can't breathe through my nose. Like, I can't get oxygen to my brain as fast as, you know, if you're breathing through your mouth.
Yeah.
So it's like you just, you know, you get tired a lot quicker.
Right. So you were in a car accident and you broke your nose?
Yeah.
Wow. Were you sitting in the back or the front?
No, I was in the back seat. But it was the Chevelle, so the seatbelts just go across your lap.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow.
Oh, yeah. That's that.
So much for those, huh?
It was totaled, but...
For years, they believed that those seatbelts are enough. Just those around your waist.
Nope. Definitely not.
Wow.
Could have, you know, saved my nose and my face, but oh well. Yeah. I mean, I used to have a perfect nose. It's, you know, I mean, it could have been so much worse. Like, it healed on its own, you know, pretty well. But I mean, I can tell. I'm all like, my nose is all distorted. I hate it, you know.
Oh,
but yeah, it's a crazy crazy thing.
So you had to have like reconstructive surgery for your nose. Was it pretty bad?
I hadn't. Yeah, you know, it's because
it
it's the
bad?
Thing. It's like if I do have the procedure, it's rough. I mean, there's a lot of scarring. They take part of like the cartilage from your ear.
Oh my god!
It's like it's huge. It's a huge process, you know. And there's, you know, of course, complications if things don't go well. So it's like you really, you know, it's something to really think about before you do, because it's almost like, you know, I'm surviving. I don't, you know, I don't hate the elliptical. So,
right.
You know, that's how I get my cardio in, or sitting on the bike at the gym, you know. So it's, you know, I make it work. But yeah, running, I don't know. Once I'm like doing it and then I'm done, like I felt so good that I did it.
Yeah.
But it's like to get yourself to that point, you know. And that was before like I had the option of going to a gym.
Right.
Or my, you know what I mean? My floor, you know, and the, you know, my surroundings. Like that was my gym, you know, before I could actually afford a, you know, a gym membership. So.
Right. And now do you go to the gym, what, like every day?
Yeah, well, I mean, since I've been sick, I haven't been going, you know.
Right.
Oh, I finished my antibiotics, though. 2 o'clock this morning was my last one. Yay, I can have a margarita at girls' night tonight. It was like, no alcohol, no nothing.
You had to get
like,
up at 2 o'clock in the morning to take the pill?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
Well, because it's like 6-hour intervals, so I have 8 o'clock and 2 o'clock.
Oh,
so I was
okay.
Just taking it that way.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm so glad it's, you know, over with and it will be
out
of my system and I'm feeling better. And I know I can't wait to go back to exercising, but I'm sure I'm going to get plenty of that in Indonesia. With all the, you know, I got like super cool, like neon, like Salomons, you know, like those shoes.
Uh-huh.
So I'm really excited about those.
Really?
They're awesome. Yeah. They're like legit. Like they got like the little like, kind of like little like spikies sort of on the bottom. Like they're good for like, you know, like hiking and like terrain and stuff like that.
Awesome.
So yeah, should be adventurous. I want to like go ziplining and do all that crazy stuff.
Oh, wow.
So we'll have some free days. So
yeah,
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I know I need to work off all these yum yums because
yeah.
of the, you know, the anniversary, you yeah, know, all the birthday all treats from yesterday for the station. Like this morning I walked in expecting them to be gone. No, there's different ones now. Now it's like brownies and some other kind of muffins and some cinnamon things. I'm like, oh man, I just can't get a break. They're so good.
In heaven.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, go ahead, finish your thing. What are you eating? What did you choose to eat?
This?
Yeah.
This is a mini blueberry muffin.
Oh, okay. Sounds
good. Yeah, I had a mini brownie earlier.
Maybe I'll have one too.
You should. You should. They're very good. I mean, this is my only time to be like, you know, having like cheat days, you know, because then once I leave, I'm like strict, you know, back on the lean diet. So I'm not splurged for now.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you, Nick, for calling in. Thanks, Brigetta, for calling in. Mia, thank you for
thank
always
you.
Being there. And thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for the show, or if you'd like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please send an email along to sam@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning with Mia is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.